My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. He's also a longtime physician. He represents Georgia's 6th Congressional District, and he joins me now to react to not only the problems with the Obamacare health exchanges, but also the president's description of those problems in his address today. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Good to be with you again.
Well, we knew that the president was going to admit what everyone pretty much knows, and that there's been some serious problems with the online healthcare exchanges. Folks can't get into the system, having to create multiple accounts. A lot of folks who get in there don't even have the opportunity to look at different options without giving their entire personal history and all sorts of things. The president today admitted that that was the case, but spent most of his speech talking about what a fantastic program this still is. So what was the big takeaway for you today?
Well, he's still trying to sell a program that the American people know won't work. And it won't work because the same things that are wrong with the website, that is the challenge of getting into it and having it work, are the same things that are going to be wrong throughout the entire healthcare system when Washington is running it. Fundamentally, the problem is, and it ought to be patients and families and doctors making medical decisions, not Washington, D.C. So there are wonderful ways to solve these challenges that we have in healthcare, but the president has decided to solve it in a way that puts Washington in charge, and that's not what the American people want.
What are you hearing from your constituents? Have any of them tried to get on and told you about their experience, both in terms of the technological issues as well as the content, if they ever do get in there?
Yeah, we had it here in Atlanta today. We had a health summit earlier today with over 400 people from the community, and they had these little clickers so that they could ask a question in the auditorium and have people answer. And one of the questions that they asked was, have you tried to get on the website? And if so, what was your experience? And then a number of different options. The greatest option, the greatest selection in that crowd of over 400 people was that they had tried and they couldn't get on. So that's part of the problem now. 3 weeks in, the president would say, look, we're just 3 weeks into this 6-month sign-up period. But again, the real problem is not that the website won't work, it's that the program won't work because it puts Washington in charge, and that's not what people want. That's not the entity that people want to be in charge of their most personal health care decisions, and that's what this is all about.
Congressman, as you know, going back to the government shutdown and so forth, there was a division of opinion, particularly among those on the right, about how to proceed. And those who said avoid the government shutdown at all costs said that one of the casualties of not doing that was that there wasn't as much attention paid to the legion of technical issues and other problems with the rollout of Obamacare. Do you think that that was a major impact of the shutdown, was that this didn't get enough attention, or do you think most people are pretty well aware of what's going on here?
Oh, no, I think it was a major impact of the shutdown, that the attention of the United States, of the people of America, was focused on Washington and the difficulties, remarkable difficulties of getting together in Congress and making a decision regarding both spending levels and the debt limit, as opposed to the remarkable difficulties that HHS is having in rolling out the Obamacare plan. That's because the mainstream media tends to focus on one big story at a time, and they can't handle more than that. And that's because the American people's attention is difficult to have focus on more than one thing. But the real issue here is that this isn't going to go away, and the American people are focusing on it now, and they will continue to do so. And they will understand, as their gut tells them and as their fear tells them, that Washington can't run a program of this magnitude in a way that is responsive to people. And that's the key. They can run it, but it'll run like a third-rate sign-up program for anything. If it were in the private sector, it would go out of business. And they're spending hundreds of billions of dollars on the data hub and on the sign-up process. Something that if they had contracted out with a reasonable private company, they could have done probably a much better job. But that's not their goal. Their goal is to be in charge of everything, and consequently the challenges that they've got and the difficulties for the American people.
The administration is very highly touting the numbers of, I think he said, 20 million people have visited the site, and close to 500,000 folks have created some sort of profile on there. But what they're not saying so far is number of enrollments. Do you have any clue what that number is? And what number does that have to be here in the coming weeks for it to suggest that this is doable?
Here's a complete lack of transparency by this administration that has touted itself as the most transparent ever. I'm not certain whether they won't tell us how many have signed up. because it's such a low number, a paltry number, or whether they don't know. Both of them are awful problems to have by an administration that is trying to run fully one-sixth of our economy and all of our health care. I only know what other folks know, and that is the anecdotal stories. I understand that last week, during the third week, the first person from Delaware signed up on the exchange. So if Delaware's had just one, then I suspect that the numbers are very, very low, and they are because the prices are too high. The kind of coverage that people are being offered is not the kind of coverage that most folks want, and consequently, they're going to hold back. They're going to wait until they see a better opportunity for themselves and for their family. Again, it gets to the point of who's making these decisions. When Washington decides what your health coverage must be, then it can't. That's a one-size-fits-all. It can't be responsive to individuals, and that's where the real problem is.
Congressman, there are some folks, especially since the debate over the shutdown and the debt ceiling ended, at least for the moment, they say, well, the good news here for opponents of Obamacare is that the way this is rolling out and some of the other fiscal issues associated with it that we've learned over time is that this is going to implode on itself. If they don't get enough enrollees, it may collapse very soon, or at least force a delay that the president clearly didn't want to have to do. Others say this whole thing could come crumbling down. Do you believe those estimations have any basis in reality?
Oh, I do, and we've talked about it before, Greg. As a physician, before I went to Congress, I spent over 20 years taking care of patients, and I can tell you that this system won't work because it can't work. It doesn't work for patients, and doesn't work for families, doesn't work for doctors, certainly doesn't work for employers or employees, and at this point we're seeing how it doesn't work for states from an exchange standpoint or the federal government from a financing standpoint. So I think the whole thing will implode. The sad thing about all of this is that I think there will be real people who will be harmed from a quality health care or accessibility to health care aspect that wouldn't have otherwise. And so I'm very confident that what we will see is a health care system in 2 to 5 years will be completely different than what we're seeing right now. I believe it'll be moving in the direction of what I call patient-centered healthcare, which is patients and families and doctors making medical decisions, not Washington, D.C. But it's going to take the administration to wake up, or a different administration, to wake up and recognize that Washington ought not be making these personal healthcare choices for each and every single American. In fact, they can't do it in a way that provides the highest quality care.
Congressman, there's been a couple of your GOP colleagues. I know Senator Roberts was the first one, I'm pretty sure, to say that this whole rollout and a lot of the other problems associated with Obamacare right now means that Secretary Sebelius needs to go. Do you share that, or is that ancillary compared to some of the other issues we've been talking about here?
I've been critical of HHS and the whole process that they've gone through. I think the silence that we hear right now from Secretary Sebelius is deafening. She certainly isn't doing anything that would lend greater credibility or trust on the part of the American people in Health and Human Services and the job that they're doing to the American people instead of on behalf of the American people. I think that all of those individuals who are trying to run this broken program and won't fess up and won't provide the kind of transparency that the American people are demanding ought to be held accountable and responsible. We will do that from the Congress's standpoint in terms of our oversight responsibilities. The administration, the president, has to decide who he wants to assist him in this endeavor. I think the longer that she stays on the job, though, the more it harms the program as opposed to helps.
Congressman, always good to have you with us, sir. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Greg. Take care.
You too, sir. Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price, longtime physician, now represents Georgia's 6th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.